In this bulletin, New South Wales records 356 local cases of COVID-19. Tonight is National Census Night for 25 million Australians. And in sport, Melbourne returns to the top of the AFL ladder. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, hello, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has recorded 356 local cases of COVID-19 today, with 57 cases infectious in the community. There have also been three deaths until 8 p.m. last night. One was a man in his 80s, a woman in her 80s, and a man in his 70s. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says Canterbury Bankstown remains the central area where coronavirus cases are increasing. Ms. Berejiklian says vaccination is the key tool in reducing the spread.
It's always so sad when you hear about deaths, especially of elderly people who unfortunately, for whatever reason, weren't vaccinated, because that is proving to be an ongoing challenge. Those who have had two doses of a vaccination have so far avoided any ICU, any mortality, but unfortunately those that are unvaccinated of any age, continue to be vulnerable.
Positive cases have also been detected in four schools across New South Wales, with Bondi Beach Public School closed today for cleaning and contact tracing. Meantime, there have been no extra cases in Byron Bay, Tamworth and Armidale. That's as parts of northern New South Wales enter a snap one-week lockdown, including the Byron Shire, Richmond Valley, Lismore and Ballina Shires. And three new cases have been reported in Queensland, with none infectious within the community and detected in home quarantine. All the cases are linked to the Indooroopilly cluster. Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded 20 new locally acquired cases as lockdown ends for those in the regions. All of the new cases are linked to known outbreaks, while five were in quarantine during their infectious periods. Moving on to other news, and a United Nations climate report has found recent environmental changes are rapid, widespread and intensifying around the world. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, examined global emissions and its findings showed climate change is clearly human-caused. IPCC Vice Chair Co Barrett says in the next two decades, the global average temperature is expected to reach or exceed 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels.
Human influence is making extreme climate events, including heat waves, heavy rainfall and droughts, more frequent and severe. What's new in this report is that we can now attribute many more changes at the global and regional level to human influence.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics is hoping Australians will have no trouble completing the 2021 census. The national survey gives 10 million households and 25 million people a chance to shape their future. The online system crashed last time in 2016, so the Bureau has completely rebuilt the census system with consultancy firm PricewaterhouseCoopers Australia and Amazon Web Services. Australians who haven't yet completed the census online can do so until Thursday the 12th of August using the details delivered to each household's letterbox. And for those who can't use the online form, there's a 24-hour service on 1800 130 250 where a paper form can be requested. In other overseas news, the Prime Minister of Greece, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, has apologised for what he's called any weaknesses in the response to the devastating fire that's been burning for a week on the island of Evia. The fire is the most severe of hundreds that have been burning in Greece during its worst heatwave in three decades, where the temperature has reached 45 degrees.
I fully understand the pain of those who watch their homes and properties burning, the frustration of those who evacuated from their hometowns, even the anger of those seeking airborne assistance without knowing whether the firefighting aircrafts were operating elsewhere or whether conditions made it impossible for them to fly.
To sport, and Melbourne have returned to the top of the AFL ladder with a 9-point win against West Coast. The Eagles trailed Melbourne 69-36 with 16 minutes remaining in the match at Optus Stadium before Lightning halted proceedings for 30 minutes. The Eagles came out firing when the match resumed before eventually falling 9 points short. Melbourne built a winning margin during a 5-goal third term. Let's check out the weather for you at the moment around the country. In Perth, a couple of showers about, a top of 15 degrees there. In Adelaide, high cloud 20, mostly sunny in Melbourne, 18 degrees. A partly cloudy day in Hobart where it's 17. It's sunny as well in Canberra where it's 16 degrees. Fine weather for Wollongong as well, 23. Sunny in Sydney, 22. Partly cloudy in Newcastle, 23. Similar conditions in Brisbane, 21. A couple of showers about in Cairns, 26. And 33 for you in Darwin, where it's fine and sunny. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. We often hear about society's high achievers, but there are many others working quietly in our communities as role models of change.
You are one of the rare people that young women could actually, you know, be more interested in computer science.
I basically went to my parole officer and said, tell me what I need to do to stop going back into prison.
Some people, they don't lie. They don't like male belly dance, but I never give up.
Change Agents, a special SBS News podcast series available at SBS News In Depth.